The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America, the Donald and impeachment.
Well, this next round of impeachment hearings are going to be in the House still at the Judiciary Committee, which means it's a little more serious. That's the committee that they should have been in the first place. The president says his lawyers will not be participating because they still haven't made sure that it's going to be, I think you'd say, fair dinkum. It's not going to be fair necessarily. They haven't assured them that they're going to be able to ask all of their questions, call all of their witnesses. They don't know when or if the Democrats will say, okay, we've heard enough from enough people, which I guess they can do. And so the White House says, why would we want to get into a rigged game?
Just do it. Yeah, joke. Absolutely.
Well, and they know it doesn't
but
really
Nancy
matter.
But Nancy Pelosi said months ago that we wouldn't proceed unless there was a bipartisan approach and all that sort of stuff, and there's not that, and she's still going on with it. And they're going down the tube. They're looking for a Democrat candidate. They still haven't found one. Manufacturing.
This is not good news. It's contracting. It's not expanding. November made 4 months of slowing down. The manufacturing index registered 48.1 in November, just a number, except that anything below 50 represents contraction in this survey. This is four times, and some of these readings came in not so good. Reading came in at 48.1. The expectation had been almost 50 at 49.5, and so this is worrying somewhat. Stocks went down after hearing this report, and, you know, they're 4 months in a row, so what we have there may be a trend, so that's not really good.
Not good at all. Now, I asked Harley yesterday, because there was a story about a wedding ring, and I didn't have the details, which I thought was a great story. Let Harley tell it. He's done all the detail.
Well, it is fascinating. In Oregon, a woman lost her wedding ring in 1992 during a skiing trip. She and this heirloom that had been in the family for a while. It turned up, however, more than 2,000 miles away in the state of Alabama. That's a long ways. You know, she did it in Oregon and then found it in Alabama. Now, it was found in Alabama because the guy who found it was in Bessemer, Alabama. Turns out he's a jewelry maker. A customer told her last summer that he had found this ring and was working at Mount Bachelor, same place where the woman had lost her ring. So he turned it over to the jeweler. The jeweler cleaned it up really nice, figured out who it was from the engraving on the back, just some initials, managed to track her down, and has found the woman. And now he went to Portland, Oregon, and delivered the ring in person.
Astonishing.
About as sweet as could be.
Astonishing. Tomorrow he can tell us how the ring got from Oregon to Alabama, but that's another story. 8:30, 7:30 in Queensland.